American Exceptionalism News Network.
I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? And I think you are because you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. As usual, it's a perky Monday out here on the left coast, if you know what I mean. Boy, it just never stops. Puerto Rico. Voted a non-binding referendum to become a state. The 51st state. Of course, that's to, much to the chagrin of those people out here in Northern California when we start the Jefferson state. They're calling themselves the 51st state. I guess it's now just sort of a race to the top, isn't it? Oh, boy, race to the top. Common Core, anyone? Anyway, welcome. We've got Puerto Rico. We've got Jeff Sessions. We're going to be talking to Scott Adams here in just a little bit here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A21R.com will also get you there. Our sponsor, the big one, is, of course, Numana Foods, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. And we will be taking your calls a little bit later on in the second hour once we get through the first hour and all the different things that are going on. And boy, are they just cruising right along. Sessions to testify tomorrow, from what we understand. This is breaking news just coming across my little ticker here that I've got in the Studio 21 production facilities. And Jeff Sessions is going to go before Congress. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to be closed or open, but apparently to clean up any of the conversations about James Comey that may be a concern to the legislators. I guess the witch hunt continues without the witches. There's hunt, but there's no witch, if you know what I mean. And this whole thing, I think, ought to be dropped immediately, and Mueller needs to go. But, you know, that's just me. I guess I can sort of start pounding the drums, which I hope you would do as well. So, anyway, Puerto Rico, will it be the 51st state? I do not know, but I do know that they are in the hunt to become the 51st state. And I know that's a big thing out here on the West Coast, especially in Northern California, like I said, with the Jefferson movement, whether or not that will take place. They've got themselves a lawsuit against for lack of representation, and for somehow, some reason, they feel that they can parlay that into a statehood movement. I guess the question is, which really crops up a lot, is, you know, what does statehood movement look like, and how do you get there? How do you get from being within a state to forming a new state within the state? You know, and how many states want to give up a portion of themselves? That's the key question. And out here in California, I don't think anybody wants to give up Northern California to anybody. Now, that doesn't mean I don't want that to happen. Heck yes. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine? And this is the key thing. And I don't know the circumstances entirely about Puerto Rico. However, we will be talking to Chris Street. Now, Chris Street's had major business dealings, actually, in Puerto Rico, so he understands this whole thing that's going on down there. So we're going to be talking to him. Not today. I don't know. Maybe we'll get him on today. We might. But this is a pretty important story because of what it means to other statehood movements that are out there. And also this movement, especially out here in California, which has gathered not too much steam to break away from the United States of America. See, this is kind of an elitist thing, in my opinion. It's very much an elitist thing, whereby I think it's really kind of coming out of Silicon Valley and San Francisco, of course, definitely San Francisco, to break California away as its own nation. Of course, Jerry Brown, El Presidente, we've got some comments about Jerry Brown coming up here in a minute, from Katie Grimes, our very own Katie Grimes. Katie has written a story about, of course, the illegal, the unlawful, the treasonous Jerry Brown, the governor out here. We're going to be talking about Treason Brown all the way. It's kind of interesting. Jerry Brown grew up in Northern California. He claims his original hometown of growing up with, actually, Patrick Wood. Our own Patrick Wood has covered this because he knew about the Brown family in Colusa, California, where they all grew up with the Catholic Church there. And they all kind of knew one another. Kind of it's interesting to talk to people around here in this area because this is the neck of the woods where Jerry Brown grew up. And now he's out there on the world stage with Xi Jinping. I guess the next thing is that Brown is going to invite Xi Jinping to his ranch in outside of Williams, California. That's the only thing I can think of. Can you imagine that? Well, so Brown is out playing President, El Presidente. Now, you see, I'm throwing this into the mix with the conversation about Puerto Rico because people out here in Northern California are yearning to break away from Jerry Brown's dictatorship, which is what we have out here, which is just so obvious now. You see, once you oppress people, they don't like it. And so it's the will of the people. I'm going to say that again. It's the will of the people. I'm giving some coded messages now. It's the will of the people to form a state, not a court case. And that is something that will prevail, the will of the people. Just some shots at, you know, the whole thing that's going on in Puerto Rico, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. Now, it's interesting in the Puerto Rican situation, and we have the coverage up on Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, you know, where does time go? I'm looking around the clock. Go, my God. Okay, so you've got the will of the people in Puerto Rico. It says, will Puerto Rico become the 51st U.S. state? This is from the Boston Globe. And very short. I'm going to shorten this. Actually, I did shorten it. Puerto Rico's governor announced that the U.S. territory has overwhelmingly chosen statehood in a non-binding referendum Sunday held amid a deep economic crisis that has sparked an exodus of islanders to the U.S. mainland. With nearly all precincts reporting 97% of the ballots cast were in favor. Now, there's only 23% of the people voted, roughly 2.6 million. So is it a mandate? I don't think so. Is it a referendum that passed with 23% of the people voting? You see, all the leftists stayed out of the vote. You know, protesting the vote doesn't get you anything when you vote and you have minority votes like this, small votes. It hurts you to stay away from the ballot box. I mean, that's just kind of common. Unless you're in California, then it's whatever Jerry Brown wants that will get you elected. That's the way it rolls in California. It's whatever Jerry Brown wants, you can get. If you're Republican, forget it. You're conservative, forget it. If you're a Jerry Brown Republican, yeah, whatever you want, baby. Charles Munger Jr. I am in a rare, and for Jerry Brown, foul mood for him. But anyway, so Puerto Rico becoming the 51st state, it looks like they're on their way. The next step is to go before Congress now. And there's got to be some resolutions that are passed there and some other details that need to be worked out, whether or not it's going to happen. I expect a floor fight from the Republicans because clearly, I mean, the balance of power. See, they want Puerto Rico to give them two more Senate seats. Get it? The Democrats do. Because it will predominantly become a Democrat state. It's a welfare state. And that we have to bail them out there in bankruptcy. Huh. Starts to sound a lot like California, doesn't it? Maybe California wants the Puerto Rico bailout. Ever thought of that, ladies and gentlemen? We have here at Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. Top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I do believe right now we do have Scott Adams. We're connecting the dots. Scott, are you there? Can I hear you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Well, we're having a little trouble. Can you hear me now, Scott?
I can.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're with Scott Adams getting the connecting the dots here. From West Coast to East Coast, Philadelphia. And what's it like back there right now? What's the weather
in
like?
Philly?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. We've had the nicest weather we've had all year.
Wow. Well, so much for climate change. Let me ask you this, Scott. Did the climate change this morning?
it did. It changed. It went. It started out cooler, then it got a little warmer. And then at night it gets a little cooler.
Does it get dark at night? That's just kind of...
It does.
Okay.
Night and then the sunrise.
I wonder if that's because of the flat earth or what. Anyway, so welcome. Hey, listen, the Jeff Sessions thing coming up tomorrow as the Comey circus continues. Is this becoming just like a radical joke or what with this Comey business?
The Comey business, the Russian hacking story business... It's all very, very strange stuff. I am starting to question the thinking behind the consumption of this news. There are people that I know that literally bleed and buy into what the mainstream media is selling. We all know that it's fake. We could see it right there. But what's happening is that people are buying into this stuff.
You say people are not?
There are liberals that literally will believe anything that is told because if it counters whatever Donald Trump's successes are, like skill-based education, for one, that they're rolling out today, I think that we need to focus on real issues that make a difference. Nina Turner, a Bernie Sanders supporter, an uber lefty from Cleveland, said, you know, the people I know in Cleveland don't much care about Russia, they care about jobs. And that's what Donald Trump is really aiming to do.
Hey Scott, we have a real reverb going on here. Do you know what that's
all
about?
Yeah, we do.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear the reverb when you're talking, but when I'm talking, I hear an echo.
Yeah. It's almost like... let's try this one more time because maybe it cleared itself up here. Kind of the psychic thing.
Check.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it does seem to... Well, a little bit, but
a little bit better.
Live radio.
Yeah, go on.
All right, no, but I really think that, I'm hearing that echo, but I really think that the fake news story has had longer tentacles than I even expected. I never thought that this story would be drug on so long, but, you know, there's no obstruction. Trump wasn't the target of the investigation. You got to ask yourself, what the heck is Robert Mueller and all of his henchmen?
Right.
Very tough attorney. What are they up to? Because generally speaking, the special counsel is initiated to investigate a crime, not the other way around. They're an investigation in search of a crime. And that, to me, is the crux of the matter. So Donald Trump has already announced, and this is a report in the LA Times, that he is getting tough with Jay Sekulow and his outside counsel to really crack down, not cooperate in lockstep with this special counsel. Robert Mueller has been friends with James Comey for 30 years.
Yeah.
James Comey released
the memo in order to get a special counsel. This is exactly what James Comey wanted. But James Comey lied under oath when he said that the March 12th tweet about the tapes inspired him to release the memo that was actually reported in the New York Times on March 11th. You can't have it that way. You're not inspired by something that happened tomorrow.
Okay, explain that to the audience, because this is something that you're about the only one that's been reporting this, and this is because you did this on Sunday, because we were listening to the Sunday show yesterday, and you came out with this whole... Explain this, because this is really important. This is where you catch people in lies. I used to do this with the high school students all the time, actually.
Well, James Comey testified under oath that he... saw the tweet about the tapes in the middle of the night. He gets up, it's like a Friday, he gets up and he says that he needs to get out in front of this. Number one, I think it's questionable that, you know, James Comey wears eyeshadow and is worried about his image. And then sends this thing out to a friend of his who's a Columbia law professor. So the Columbia law professor sends it to the New York Times, who prints it on March 11th. And he said he was inspired by the tweet that didn't go out until March 12th. So how can you be inspired by something that didn't happen yet?
Yeah, this is so classic of narcissistic personality disorder and the sociopathic lying part of it, because they always do this. They always, at some point in time, stumble and fall. And I suspect, as I was listening to your show yesterday and as I'm listening to it right now, and is that this guy has probably been under a lot of pressure, and he's making now the mistake that liars make when they get under so much pressure to respond and do things.
Here's the other little kicker. I think he had a long discussion and a strategy session with Robert Mueller, the special counsel.
I do, too.
And what happened was he divulged a lot of information that he probably would never divulge in public. He was then asked under oath specific questions about whether it be Loretta Lynch and her, you know, calling things a matter, not an investigation, or even the memo and the leak. But because he had already told Robert Mueller about it, he couldn't lie under oath, because then Robert Mueller would say, hey, that dude just lied. He just told me something else yesterday. Right. So the problem was that he had the meeting with Robert Mueller, and then he couldn't lie about it. He couldn't just say, oh, this is top secret security. This is confidential. He couldn't just go under that umbrella. So
I have a feeling that his friendship with Mueller is going to overshadow everything. I mean, it's just this, you know, he's the plug, you know. Comey's the plug for everything with the Clintons and even Obama and even Lynch. And it looks like he's already thrown Lynch under the bus. And in fact, I was going to jump in on this one in a second, a little bit ago, but it seems to me that Mueller and Comey in their meeting, I don't know if they designed this or they just wink, wink, nod, nod, figured out how, you know, they can throw Loretta Lynch under the bus to save everybody else. I just have had that thought. I'm just wanting to put it out to you. What are your thoughts on that?
Possibly. I don't see a lot of justice going on among the left. Lois Lerner is still walking around free. And Mueller was responsible for a lot of that. Mueller was at the tail end of his tenure. And people were asking, what have you done with this investigation so far? And he's like, well, we're working on it. We have a team of people working on it. And it's like nothing's getting done.
Right.
You know, these things take a year. You know, a conversation on the back of a plane on the tarmac talking about grandkids and golf games doesn't take 45 minutes, as Kellyanne Conway said this morning. It takes 4.5 minutes. And so these investigations shouldn't take years.
Yeah.
They should take weeks.
Hang on, Scott. We got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the Comey Sessions thing. You know, once again, the left is dictating the media narrative right now, and everybody's letting that happen. Should we get rid of the special counsel? That is one of the big questions that's floating around out there. And I'm all for it, by the way. If somebody was to say, those of you that are in favor of getting rid of a special counsel, raise your hand. I have both hands up. and I'm probably sure you do too. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news at a21r.com. Both of those addresses will get you there. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can cipher through that one. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And listen, I don't know what was going on last night. I really don't know what was going on out there in the ether, but I was slammed with a whole bunch of emails about our story about the ADMs out there at Oroville. Now, I understand, I mean, it's just, you know, we were on the Dave Hodges show, we rolled that out there, we're going to talk about it more here on this radio show, but hey, you know, you guys, go to sleep, come on, about 11 o'clock, man, I got a whole bunch of them, like, 11 o'clock Pacific time, yeah, before I went to bed, I saw them, and I said, oh my goodness, but anyway, we know that it works, we know that you're listening. So with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about the James Comey revelations that have been going on. And couple of things we're going to bring up right now is whether or not this whole special counsel needs to go away, which I think it does, but that'll be another topic. The other thing, though, Scott, is that my sources have told me, and this is something I was sort of, they said don't say anything yet, but I can say it now, is that, and of course Donald Trump, I think, has even mentioned it at one point, if I recall, but it's my understanding, as I was told by my sources who know these things, that it's been Comey for a lot of these leaks for all along during the whole incident in regards to Donald Trump, from the election process all the way through. James Comey has had his hands on all this.
Yeah, well, also, there's a lot more that's going to be coming out. I understand there's a memo, a Comey memo that's, or there was a memo from the Democratic Party, a memo from the Democratic Party to the Department of Justice that said, don't go after Hillary. There's a memo out there that I think is going to come available. And it's going to basically show collusion between the Democrat Party mm-hmm. and the Department of Justice, which makes kind of makes sense, because if you think about it, you know, who controls the Attorney General but the president?
Right.
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 So you got Obama and you got Loretta Lynch, basically Obama's lapdog and Eric Holder's protege. And you had the Democrat Party working with Valerie Jarrett, Ben Rose, and Susan Rice, and all these other people and players that, you know, and then you got Robbie Mook, who's very much an insider with regard to these things. I mean, it's, you wouldn't put it past them, would you? I mean, Donna Brazil
no.
was getting the questions in advance for the debate. That, under any other circumstances, would be a deal breaker right there.
Well,
it's
pretty obvious that what you have is a situation where Loretta Lynch has already said, you know, we don't want you to say that this is an investigation. It's a matter. I mean, that's proves it right there. I mean, that's how can you not say that Loretta Lynch was not interfering with the election right there?
Well, that's the proof right there. That's proof. But there's so much more that you know, has been covered up. And it's probably almost impossible to prove every little detail. But that's why you really have to pursue every little crumb that you get. And we have a mainstream media that doesn't want to know the truth. In fact, they'll destroy evidence to cover it up.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know, the other aspect of this that we have not seen coming in here is things that may be related to Seth Rich and also WikiLeaks. Now, Seth Rich is a separate standalone issue and WikiLeaks, but if you want to talk about some memos, my understanding is that WikiLeaks has some Comey memos that are related to the DNC, unrelated to Seth Rich. So those are two different things is what I'm trying to spell out there. So I still am waiting for those to surface, and when they surface, watch out. It's clear Julian Assange and others will wait until the right point at which to drop these memos, these emails, and so on.
Well, why waste those nuggets when you already won the major general election in 2016? Now you got to look at 2018. But the problem is Julian Assange doesn't much care for Donald Trump, I don't believe. And so you wonder...
He cares a lot less for Comey and the Democrats.
I would like to think so.
Yeah, he does. he doesn't want anything left. I think that's Julian Assange. But I would look forward to those things coming out from him.
I think he wants to drain the swamp. I think he thinks that the government is corrupt, just like Trump does. I think that they're coming at it from two different angles, but I think that they actually are on the same page wanting to put a stop to the corruption and the fixed elections and, you know, basically send power back to the people. WikiLeaks is a grassroots effort to empower the people and take power away from the government. And that's Trump's mantra as well.
You know, I find it absolutely astounding still, I know we're kind of beating a dead horse when we talk about this, but the mainstream media, they are just, it's just more and more and more people coming over to our way of thinking in terms of media. It's amazing. That's why I said last night, in the middle of the night almost, you get all these emails, you're getting slammed. You know people are out there listening. And the situation that has developed at Fox even, you know, they seem to be bolstering themselves to the conservative side. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I listen to them. I don't necessarily watch them, but I do listen to them all the time. It seems that their talk that's coming out of almost every one of the shows now is leaning more conservative than they were with the liberal bent. I think it's because they've realized they've lost a lot of market share.
Yeah, but, it, you know, folks like John McCain don't help. You know, when he goes the Guardian,
no.
It says that leadership, American leadership, was stronger under Obama.
Right.
To me, that is an amazing comment that he can make. And he was incoherent when he was asking Comey questions.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy needs to step down and resign. Otherwise, what's going to happen is he's going to win the primary through corruption, and then he's going to lose the general election, and he's going to lose the Senate seat for the Republicans.
Well, he's still got, five more years before that happens, but I know what you're saying. He's not going to make it. That's the thing. You're right. He's not going to make it. He's running out of steam.
No, he needs to resign for the betterment of the party. He's incapable, except for the fact that he's probably greasing his palms with every single missile that goes into a war zone. Because it's like $1 million a missile, he probably gets a fraction of that. I mean, this is why these guys, Lindsey Graham and John McCain, the neocons of the Republican Party, are part of the problem. And the Republican Party needs to get together as one unit in order to win. And if they don't, if they allow the Tuesday group and the Freedom Caucus to be separated, and if they allow the Mitch McConnells of the world and some of the other senators to be separated, whether it's Rand Paul, they need to get this thing coalesced. They need to get it together, because if they fail, then we all are going to end up failing.
Yeah, yesterday, it's kind of interesting. This is an article, I guess it came out of the Daily Mail. It said, McCain says American leadership was better under Obama. And they say it was asked a question about if the country was on sturdier ground under Obama's leadership, and McCain said yes to the reporter. As far as American leadership is concerned, yes, McCain said.
He said yes to the Paris Accord because he said, you know, because he wants to pay 100% of NATO and allow everybody else to cheat. I mean, come on. You know, this is leadership when you step up and you actually make a public spectacle out of the wrongdoings that are actually constantly and forever done behind closed doors, where they smile to your face and lie to you behind your back. That's what they're doing in Europe. It's not working. Look at the terrorism. Look at what's happening in England right now. Boris Johnson is poised to take Theresa May's spot when she steps down.
Right. Looks like that's going to happen. Hey, hang on a second. We got the music coming up. When we come back, more Scott Adams and more about this McCain business. You know, he thinks that we may be out in Siberia. That was his comment. Part of it, anyway. Taking it out of context. Why not? No, we won't do that. We'll put it in context for you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we were talking about John McCain and his comments that he was making overseas, actually, that the hands of our country is in better hands, would have been in better hands under Obama than Donald Trump. And naturally, here we go with McCain, who's out there just being another loon as usual. Talk about the loose cannon on the deck. John McCain has always been a loose cannon, but it just seems to be he's more unhinged. Does he and Jerry Brown have something in common? Scott?
Yeah.
It's called age.
Yeah. A lot of things. They have a liberal mindset, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, they're, from the same sect.
Yeah, I would say that they're both very, very left-leaning, and that's pretty hard to say. I mean, some people would say that about McCain. But, you know, the thing about McCain, you got to remember something. He was supporting Obama's policies of ISIS. I mean, all the arms shipments and so on. He has that connection.
He met with al-Baghdadi. He's on video with that. Al-Baghdadi, I mean, how dumb is it that under Barack Obama's watch, they release al-Baghdadi from Camp Buka in 2009, allow al-Baghdadi, without watching him, by the way, because he was allowed to then set up shop in Raqqa, Syria, and set up a headquarters for ISIS. And then they ran the military assets from Libya that they got when they, murdered Gaddafi, and took all those assets and funneled them to ISIS and al-Baghdadi to overthrow another government in al-Assad in Syria. Meanwhile, they're not getting a status of forces agreement. They're not listening to the generals on the ground. They withdraw all of our troops, and they allow the Muslim Brotherhood to reign supreme, say, in Egypt with Morsi. I mean, one bad misstep after the other, and John McCain was right there alongside Obama with all of these major mistakes.
I can remember talking to Major General Paul Vallely, probably, I'll give up this little thing, and just asking him, what's with McCain? And I'll tell you why, because Vallely was involved with helping the militia, the good militia, and was pulled out at the last minute, I suspect, because of the relationship that was developing with McCain, who was leaning towards arming ISIS. And there, like you said, there's pictures of him in Syria with McCain and al-Baghdadi. I mean, it's not rocket science to figure this out. And, of course, we get chastised all the time for this. Well, not so much anymore because they know it's the truth now. But this guy was more comfortable with the terrorist. And it just kind of begs the question, what did happen to him in Vietnam? And I know a lot of my, I'll never forget my father-in-law who went three times to Vietnam. And he, when you mentioned McCain or he was on TV, click, he had nothing good to say about it. Now, it's interesting because he would get intelligence from prisoners of war and stuff like that. He knew exactly what McCain was doing in that Hanoi Hilton. And he was not approving of it. So just a little side piece to history. Did he turn communist then? Was he brainwashed then? And are we seeing the manifestation now? I don't know. I know that there was a lot of brainwashing going on. But that, you know, I look at McCain today as not a friend of this country. He is not a friend of the United States of America.
Absolutely.
Are you there?
Yeah, we have a thing going on here. Go ahead and talk, Paul.
Yeah. Anyway, so John McCain, I don't think, is any friend of this country, especially as he goes over. This is not the first time he's been in another country lambasting the president or lambasting this country. And that's why I say when John McCain gets out there and he's loose on the deck as a cannon, he needs to be replaced. And that's just as quickly as we can replace Mueller or get rid of the special counsel, we need to get rid of John McCain. And the criticism needs to ramp up on him to silence him. I think his performance the other day in front of Comey was terrible. And I think that you know, it shows his problems, his issues with senility, Alzheimer's, or whatever you want to call it. But there were some very, very interesting things going on that screen and on that audio as I was listening to John McCain. So I just, the credibility of John McCain has waned, I think, probably to the point of, you know, and where's Lindsey Graham in all this? We haven't seen Lindsey and John together lately. is the marriage broken up? I guess I'm being a little cynical here at this point. But, you know, we need to drain the swamp. And I think that draining the swamp with John McCain, taking him off of all these committees, maybe getting him to resign probably would be the best thing, and especially in the seat in that Senate seat in Arizona. That's a very important Republican seat. But you know, Arizona, like a lot of states, are trying to turn purple right now, which is a bad thing. You back with us, Scott? No, I think we lost Scott. Anyway, so
no, I'm here. I just wanted to say one thing about the Handel Ossoff election, and that is that Republicans, unlike John McCain, Republicans need to stand together in order to make these good things happen that we've been seeing. And they need to happen June 20th also in Georgia.
We'll talk about that for a second because that's which seat? That was Price's seat?
Yes. Yes. And right now, a new NBC poll came out where Ossoff is in the lead. I for the life of me, can't figure that out because it's a seat that's not gone Democrat in over 30, 40 years. And so it doesn't make any sense. Now, the Democrats are pumping millions and millions of money, dollars into that. And the Republicans also need to step up and make sure they don't lose that seat because it's the House, not the Senate. It's the House that's going to be in play in 2018, and they cannot afford to lose seats in the House.
Well, listen, Scott, we're running out of time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com, and that's about it.
Awesome. Scott Adams Show here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. And, Scott, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, come back to us. We got a break coming up. We're Agenda 21 Radio, Agenda21Radio.news, A21R.com. We'll get you to the website. And Numana Foods, NUMANA.com/Agenda21. Numana Family Packs. Think about it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Those are the two addresses. Paul at a21r.com is the email. And sponsor, of course, is Numana Foods, numana.com/agenda21. You can go to Numana Foods for your organic choices, if you will. If you want to have organic prepper survival food, we also have a Numana sample pack for your family, 1995 Numana Emergency Preparedness Manuals, all sorts of things from Numana, including 30-day challenges that go on from Numana Foods for your discounts, and Numana Family Pack. Those are some of the things that we offer at Numana Foods, numana.com/agenda. Okay, a lot of things coming up. We're going to be talking about the treasonous Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown going off to China with Xi Jinping. Was he treasonous? Big questions coming up. We're going to answer those for you in the next hour. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said before, Paul at a21r.com is my email address. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And by the way, Alexa, Red State Talk Radio. Hell, I'm just saying it out there. All of a sudden, everybody's Alexis. Go on. It's kind of clever. I know. People tell me that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And we'll be right back after the news. So stay with us.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.